I want to, as we prepare for surrender tonight, there's a prayer that became very much a prayer of mine after the fall on the head that I needed to have about 4 or 5 years ago. And it was, Lord, have mercy on me and the people I inflict myself upon. But you know, we all need mercy. And the what's become known as the Jesus Prayer from the book, the story, The Pilgrim's Journey, which is different from Pilgrim's Progress, is a very simple prayer. And it goes like this. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And I've been sitting with that prayer over the last month and praying it and almost doing like a lectio on it. You know, different words mean different things to me at different times. But Lord means master. And as Jesus is the master or the rabbi, the teacher, it's not like master as in slavery, but master as in teacher, instructor, helper, guide, friend. And I've been talking to my Lord in that way, asking him how I continually surrender the different areas of my life that I want to hold on to. And then Jesus, well, Jesus was actually a very ordinary name. It was same as Joshua, and lots of people were called Jesus. And it made me think about Christ's humanity. The very fact that God, the creator of the earth, surrendered himself to the vulnerability of being a fetus, being a baby in a womb. Like, how vulnerable can you get? A little baby is totally dependent. And I thought, wow, you know, God could have brought Jesus to earth as a full man. You know, there would be less risks associated with that. But yet, he chose to submit himself to the same humanity that all of us, we all got here the same way. So far, they haven't cloned humans. So, you know, we're not Dolly the sheep. But we all got here the same way. And that's God's way, through first of all being held in a womb and then being born and the risks involved in that. And the name Christ refers to his divinity, his ability to connect with the Father. The Son of God, who made himself available to us as he surrendered everything when he said, into your hands I commit my spirit. Have mercy upon me. You know, sometimes when we're happy, we don't think about surrendering our happy things to God. We often have no problem surrendering our hard things to God because we don't know where else to go. But when we know what to do, or we think we know what to do, it requires a humility to allow God to take that and to become vulnerable and for us to go, you know, I think I've got this here because of your gifting upon my life or whatever the case may be. But Lord, I surrender it to you because I know it can be so much different, so much better. And ultimately, anything I do, anything I say, wherever I go, whomever I meet, I want it to be to the glory and praise of your name. And you know, I know theologically that when we are hid in Christ, we are a new creation. The old has passed away and the new has come. And that's referring to our spirit man. Because I don't think there's a person in this room that doesn't occasionally struggle with their humanity. Oh, someone was honest all the time. I was waiting to hear people go, no, we all do all the time. You know, I don't think there's a day that goes past. You know, maybe I might get past with an hour of, you know, submission and living in a total space of connection with the Father without breaking it off because of my, or not breaking it, you don't break it, but dulling it because of my own fleshly desires. and the challenges that I bring upon myself. And I'm constantly learning to surrender in those situations. Isaiah 6 verse 8, God was looking for someone to go for him and to be a spokesperson for him. And Isaiah put up his hand and said, "Here am I, Lord, send me." And you know, when the opportunity is there and it's a good one, you're going, "Choose me, choose me, choose me." You know, we love those opportunities. It's easy to put up your hand. But there's other times where it's not exactly what you want or how you would see it or how it would like to be. And how do we get to that place of saying, "Here am I, Lord, send me"? Well, ultimately, I think that comes down to coming into that place of recognizing the lordship of Jesus Christ. His lordship, his humanity, he totally understands everything that you feel. His divinity, in that he knows that we can live a life that is being transformed regularly, continually, because he who began a good work in us will continue it until the day we meet Jesus. And he is a merciful God. He barracks for us. He wants to see us come through at the end. You know, I loved the funeral service for Pastor Charles. You know, he had finished his race. He had fought the fight. And he was, I am sure, welcomed in to heaven, my good and faithful servant. Was he a perfect man? No. Was he a godly man? Absolutely. And we don't need to be perfect, but we do need to surrender and put ourselves at the mercy of others and at the mercy of God. Putting ourselves at the mercy of others is very countercultural. We like to have control and keep our space and, you know, not be vulnerable, not be able to be touched in certain situations. My mother used to always say, "Love many, trust few, learn to paddle your own canoe." Well, I'm paddling and I'm trusting and I'm loving. But I've learned over the years, I don't have to defend myself. And there are times where I will be wronged, and there's times that I will wrong others. So I have to totally throw myself at the mercy seat. I'm finding that sometimes the hardest time to throw yourself at God's mercy seat is when you've actually had a victory or a win, because sometimes you actually believe it had something to do with you. And it actually has very little to do with you and everything to do with what you're about to do tonight. You say, "Here I am, Lord, I surrender. Let me be who you want me to be. Let me go where you want me to go. Let me say what you want me to say." And then you'll find yourself in the middle of this prayer someday. And you'll see that you get all the green lights from heaven. And for a moment, you might think, "Oh, wow, this is incredible. I've nailed this." And then suddenly you realize, no, this is the answer to this prayer. This is me living a surrendered life. So I'm surrendering to technology, and it's not surrendering to me. Whom shall I send, and who will go for me? We're about to take communion tonight. And, you know, I think sometimes when we pray this prayer, "Whom shall I send, and whom will go for me? We actually think it's some grandiose calling, some great thing that is heroic and victorious. And very often, it's the little things. You know, we get adjusted by a chiropractor or an osteopath by little adjustments at a time. And surrender is often about little adjustments. Being prepared to not be right on this occasion. Being prepared to not push your way on that occasion. Being prepared to not say, "I told you so." It's the little things that make a difference. So as we take communion together, first of all, if you can just pass out the emblems, that'd be lovely. And if you can just hold them in your hands, I want to read a scripture with you. Just hold the bread in your hand, because I want to do something that is symbolic with this tonight. I don't think it's by accident that in the scripture it says that Jesus took the bread and then he looked up to heaven. You know, we need to connect constantly with heaven. Now, I know we're not talking about a physical place, but just for the symbolism of it tonight, I just want us, we can wait for everybody to get the emblems. I want us to look to heaven, because that's where our strength comes from. I love Psalm 121, where it says, "I look to the hills, where comes my strength? My strength cometh from the Lord." So we're looking to the Lord for our strength tonight. We're looking to the Lord to give us the strength even to surrender. That's a big thought. Sometimes it's so hard to give things up and let things go, because you're so used to the feeling and the fit of holding on and holding tight, but yet it's not working. So if you'd like to take the bread, just hold it in your hand. I'm just going to read the scripture. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took the bread and looked to heaven. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Father, we just thank you for your body broken. Lord, we thank you that you surrendered yourself in all, in totally, in every area, Lord, for us, so that we might have our sins forgiven and that we might have this connection with heaven, Lord God. We thank you for the eternal life that is available to us through Jesus Christ. Let us eat the bread together. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." Father, we thank you for your blood that was shed, for the blood of your Son that was shed at Calvary. We thank you, Lord, that this is for the forgiveness of sins. Lord, let us never take this for granted. We lift the name of Jesus and all that you stand for, Lord God, high above everything that we hold dear. We surrender our lives to you, Lord God. Let's drink the cup together. You know, people say that there are many ways to success. But for the Christian, the road to success is through surrender. And that's what we're about to do tonight.